Have you ever been to Storybook Land? Becky Ann has. I know because I showed her the way. She laughed when I told her how to get there, and the 7 freckles across her nose squished into a gingerbread bridge. All you have to do to go to Storybook Land, I told her, is to make believe, wish, and think of all things nice. Like pink ice cream and birthday cake? Yes, I laughed. But you must think of other nice things, too, like thinking kind thoughts and doing kind deeds. Becky Ann's brown eyes twinkled. I should like very much to go to Storybook Land. Let's go. We will, I told her, but right now you are on your way to school, remember? Becky Ann's brown eyes didn't twinkle. I don't want to go to school. And she stamped her foot with the pretty patent leather slipper on it. I've lots of things I want to do. I want to feed my bunnies and I want to talk to the daisies, but mostly I want to dance and dance and dance. Well, I said, if you don't go to school, you'll never know how to read, and you'll never know how to write, and you won't even know which foot is right and which foot is left. I don't care, pouted Becky Ann. And besides, I'll bet they don't bother with school in Storybook Land. Of course they do. All storybook people your age go to school. Said Becky Ann. Where is Storybook Land? Storybook Land is in a world of dreams. And when you visit there, all your dreams come true. Becky Ann became very interested. They do? Then I want to go to Storybook Land this very minute. I've always dreamed of meeting the 12 dancing princesses. Then I could dance and dance and dance. Becky Ann ran over to a big maple tree. I saw her sit down and put her chin in her hands and her elbow on her knees. Her eyes looked up to the bright blue sky, and I knew she was on her way to Storybook Land. She was make-believing, and soon she would be wishing. I was sorry I couldn't be with Becky Ann on her first visit there, but a little bird told me what happened, so I will tell you. After Becky Ann wished, she thought of all things nice: pink ice cream, birthday cake, and the next thing she knew, she was there. That is, almost, for when she pushed on the big storybook gates to go inside, they wouldn't open. She tried again and again. She was just about to give up when she remembered she had not thought a kind thought or done a kind deed. She looked about for something nice she could do. A butterfly was caught on a poppy. She freed that. A turtle couldn't quite squeeze under the storybook gates. She pushed him under, and whirr, whee, whiz! Like magic, the gates swung open. And there before Becky Ann was Storybook Land. It was everything she had ever dreamed it to be. She saw lollipop trees and silvery brooks and giant butterflies, and the castles were so high they tickled the sky, and the sky laughed, and the big golden sun winked, and Becky Ann had never been so happy. Now to find the castle that belongs to the 12 dancing princesses. Oh, I do so want to dance and dance and dance. And then she saw Simple Simon. Hello, Simple Simon, called Becky Ann. Would you please tell me where the 12 dancing princesses live?
Shucks! I don't think I can, you see. I don't know my directions very well. When I was a small boy, I wouldn't go to school. Now I'm so simple, I don't know which way is right and which way is left. I'm sorry I can't help you.
Oh, dearie me, what do I do now? Then Becky Ann saw Diller a Dollar, the 10 o'clock scholar. She clapped her hands. Hello, Diller a Dollar. And Diller a Dollar stopped short. What is it? Oh, what is it? I am in a hurry to get to my studies. Everyone knows he can't get along without school. Now tell me, hurry, hurry. What is your problem? Tell me what you want. Well, said Becky Ann, how do I get to the castle that belongs to the 12 dancing princesses? To the right, said Diller a Dollar. Which way is right? Diller a Dollar gave Becky Ann an impatient push in the right direction, and they both hurried on their way. Soon Becky Ann came to a magnificent castle. She hurried up the marble steps to its great front door. She knocked. A doorman dressed in red velvet answered. Much to Becky Ann's surprise, she could hear crying and sobbing inside the castle. She looked at the doorman with very wide eyes. For a moment, Becky Ann thought that he was going to cry also. And then he said,
"Come with me. Perhaps you can stop the princess's crying."
And he led Becky Ann to the chamber of the 12 dancing princesses. And there they were, 12 beautiful princesses, all crying as if their hearts would break. "Dearie me," said Becky Ann, "what is the matter?" The oldest princess spoke. "We are crying because our youngest sister is crying. Why she is crying, we do not know. She will not tell us." Becky Ann went over to her. "If you will tell me why you're unhappy, perhaps I can help you. I like to do kind things for people." For a moment, the 11 older princesses stopped crying. They saw their sister whisper in Becky Ann's ear. The youngest princess told Becky Ann that she couldn't go on with her dancing because she didn't know which foot was right and which foot was left. She went on to say that she was so ashamed she didn't dare tell the other princesses. Oh, Becky Ann could have cried, too. This was the first time she'd had the chance to help a real-for-true princess, and she couldn't because she had not gone to school. "Oh, I wish I could help you," she said, "but I can't. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'll be back in a few days, and then I can help." The next time I saw Becky Ann, she was in school. She was learning how to read, and she was learning how to write, and she was learning which foot was right and which foot was left. When it got to be Saturday, I saw Becky Ann under the big maple tree again. I thought she might be on her way to Storybook Land, so I followed her. I followed her all the way to the castle of the 12 dancing princesses. I saw her tell the youngest one which foot was right and which foot was left. And I saw all of the princesses stop their crying and start to laugh. The youngest sister was so grateful, she suggested they proclaim a grand ball in honor of Becky Ann so that everyone in the kingdom might meet her. And all of the sisters agreed. They took Becky Ann to the dressmaker's shop, and the dressmaker made her the most beautiful dress that ever a six-year-old was pretty in. And they took her to the shoemaker's shop, and the shoemaker made her some dancing slippers that laced up her legs and tied in pretty bows. Becky Ann invited me to the ball, so I saw her dream come true. I saw her dance and dance and dance. Becky Ann curtsied as prettily as the 12 dancing princesses did, and her red curls danced as merrily as her feet. When it was time to leave, the 12 dancing princesses said, "Becky Ann, you dance so beautifully, we'd like you to stay in our castle and dance with us always." Becky Ann was very pleased. "Thank you," she smiled. "I would like to stay with you, but I want to go to school and learn things." And so Becky Ann went to school, and she did learn things. But she visits the 12 dancing princesses often, and they all dance and dance and dance. Becky Ann is so happy, she laughs, and the 7 freckles across her nose squish into a gingerbread bridge.